Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about 24 pull requests. It is Christmas. This is probably coming out a touch too late, this episode. It's just cut down some of your time to be able to contribute to 24 pull requests, but there still is time, so it's great to talk about that and just go through what it is and what you can do to contribute. So basically, you can find this at 24pullrequests.com, and it's been going for quite a while now. It's been doing some great things for open source projects for, I can't remember how many years, but it's been a fair while. So the title of this is Giving Back Little Gifts of Code for Christmas. So I'm just going to run through the site and the dashboard when you sign up. It's free to sign up. All this is free. So here it's got Tis the Season. So you've been benefiting from the use of open source projects all year. Now is the time to say thanks to the maintainers of those projects. And a little birdie tells me that they love receiving pull requests. The next thing is get involved. So there are a lot of ways to get involved in an open source project: improving documentation, fixing issues and bugs, improving code quality and test coverage, or adding missing features. We've prepared a special page where you can find some information about contributing. If you are new to open source, please take a look. Now, the thing about this is you don't have to be super technical or know tons about the project. So the idea is you can somehow contribute back in some way, even if it's something as simple as documentation, all the way to fixing issues, bugs, improving code quality, going through things like that, adding tests for test coverage and more. So there is a range. So you can go from a beginner to an expert and can contribute in some way. The next thing is build your profile. So contributing to open source projects is always a great way to build your profile in the community and improve your CV. It's really easy to get started. Even small contributions can be really valuable to a project. Now, just to give you an idea, now I believe these stats are from just this current December 2017. So 16,000 developers are already involved. Nearly 16,000 organizations are involved. 256 maintainers have merged pull requests in 2017. So latest pull requests, over 6,000 in total, and there's over 730 suggested projects. Now, this is where the logging in and signing up comes into play. So you log in with GitHub, so you need a GitHub account because it tracks everything through GitHub. So your pull requests are tied to GitHub, unfortunately, not to any other services. But once you log in, you can set up some information, say like what languages you're interested in, Ruby, Node, PHP, whatever, or a combination. And what it will then do is give you a suggestion list of projects to contribute to, and it will label them by their language. And it does add in little tags, so it can say like help wanted or features or refactoring, things like that, testing, documentation, stuff like that. So you can actually see what projects need what particular kinds of help. So I can see here shoes for, they need a ton. So they want to do bugs, enhancements, refactoring, features, documentation, and tests. So that one could be a good one there. It's Ruby, so that might fit me quite well. And you can just go through and basically when you do pull requests, it does sync those pull requests back down into your profile on 24 pull requests and add you to the contributors to 24 pull requests for 2017. Now, it's a really worthy cause. I highly recommend you look at trying to contribute back in some way and definitely use 24 pull requests to do that. Of course, if there is some other projects on other software, like not GitHub, definitely try and contribute back in some way because maintainers do really appreciate that. They do have an exceptionally hard job with their open source projects, and I do feel like a lot of them do go underappreciated, and I think that's something that's semi-known because there's lots of things we just take for granted. So this is one way to give back, and I highly recommend doing that. Check it out at 24pullrequests.com, but I'd love to know your thoughts. Have you done this before in previous years? Is this your first year doing it? How have you found it? Is there any kind of tips and things like that that you have? Please send through a tweet to @CoderCatchUp on Twitter. Leave a comment on CoderCatchUp.com for this episode or send through an email to CoderCatchUp@gmail.com. Now, if you're watching this in YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below. And if you're enjoying the videos, please give this a like and a subscribe, as well as share it with your friends. If you are listening to this in iTunes, I'd really appreciate a rating and review. That'd be awesome. But other than that, we'll catch the next episode.